Welcome to Psych Gumbo, Tulane's mental health radio show for the New Orleans community. I'm Dr. Holly Peake, your host of Psych Gumbo. Today, I have two very special guests joining me. Both are psychiatrists specializing in forensic psychiatry, Dr. Praveen Kambam and Dr. Vasilis Pozios. They are two of the co-founders of the group Broadcast Thought, a group of psychiatrists who provide expert consultation to the media and entertainment industries. They are creative consultants and provide script consultations for television, film, graphic novels, and yes, even comic books. All of this to help ensure the accurate depiction of mental illness in the media in order to educate the public and decrease stigma. And they also presented at Comic-Con last week in San Diego, and I'm really excited to hear about what they have to say. So let's just jump right into this. Tell me about your concept of your group, Broadcast Thought, and your motto that is accuracy in entertainment and entertainment in accuracy. Do you want to start off, Praveen?
Sure, yeah. Broadcast Thought is basically a group of three of us. We're all physicians specializing in forensic psychiatry, and we came together at a medical conference and realized that we each had interest in the media and entertainment industries. So from that, we've actually put together a consultation group, and we provide expert consultation to the media and entertainment industries. We talk about different topics in popular media, comic books, film, television, etc. And we've also worked as creative consultants, subject matter experts, and now have been getting into co-producing mental health content. The phrase accuracy in entertainment and entertainment in accuracy was a phrase we used to describe that we think that we can bring new energy into depictions of mental health and educate and reduce stigma, but at the same time actually innovate in the creative side. So it's a win-win situation for the mental health folks and then also for the entertainment folks.
Now, it's so interesting that as physicians and psychiatrists and forensic psychiatrists in particular, that you guys were so personally interested in pop culture. Can you both just kind of tell me where this interest came from? Where did you start realizing you could connect this bridge between pop culture and mental health?
Well, I think we're all kind of big kids at heart. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've always been interested in cartoons, video games, comic books, movies, television, you name it. We all kind of gelled over that common interest back in 2008. And we also really kind of got annoyed and ticked off mm-hmm. when mental health issues weren't really portrayed accurately or fairly or were portrayed in a stigmatizing way. Mm-hmm. Not just in film and television, but also when you have talking heads discussing things on television, for example. Mm-hmm. We all thought it was very, very important that we do something about it because we all want mental health issues to be portrayed in a fair way. But we also thought that given our interest in entertainment media and our interest in creating things, that we could interject a little bit of creativity using some of this information that we, had amassed in our training.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the other side was, I think, the education piece. A lot of us found at various points in our medical education that things could have been discussed better, and then mm-hmm. in psychiatry, as you know, a piece of treatment is actually psychoeducation or education about psychiatric matters for the public mm-hmm. or for the patient or the family, and that's a piece that really gets neglected in training. We focus mm-hmm. more on the immediate treatment, like a psychotherapeutic training or a medication type of thing, but you think about what we're doing here, I could talk to one person about and educate them about bipolar disorder one-on-one in the room, or maybe a family, maybe a room of a couple of people, but when you get something tied to something that's hugely popular in popular media, now you've got all the masses hearing, and they internalize some of the mental health information that's mm-hmm. more accurate. And how I got into it, actually, Vasilis was talking about on the stigma side, was I kind of reflected at myself of where did I get stigma related to mental illness from. And mm-hmm. I think it's an incremental and cumulative type of thing that comes, part of it comes from media and entertainment. So we're trying to flip that on its head and actually use that incremental cumulative process for actually reversing the depictions and giving different types of knowledge.
Let me add something briefly, if I can, Holly. Aside from Praveen almost revealing my secret identity, the thing that I wanted to mention was organizations like the APA, for example. They are very involved in stigma reduction campaigns and utilizing the media to try to more accurately portray mental health issues. And they do that by having shows on PBS, for example, or campaigns in various markets. But they don't, those kinds of campaigns don't really target the mass, the general audience, basically, that goes to see films and television and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, we thought there are things being inaccurately portrayed or could be portrayed in a better way right in front of our faces. So why don't we look at that material and see, what is it, what can we do to try to improve this?
Right. And so, I'm trying to think of specific examples and how the portrayal of mental health may have changed over time over the past 30 years. And I think of the movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and I think of the movie Silver Linings Playbook that just came out recently. How do you think this pop culture portrayal of mental health has changed over time? And what has been the reason for changing this? Like, who has forefronted this?
Well, I think that actually you can go back way further than One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Right, right. I'm thinking of old black and white movies now. Snake Pit, I saw recently a couple months ago, too.
Right. Have you ever seen a movie called The Locket?
No, I have not.
I recommend it. So it's a movie from the early 1940s, and mm-hmm. it's a great example of kind of the golden age of Hollywood's portrayal of a psychiatrist in a very positive way.
Uh-huh.
In the 30s and 40s, psychiatrists in film and in other media were looked upon as kind of fatherly figures, for lack of a better term. They weren't the mad scientists that we came to see later on in the 60s and 70s and 80s.
Mm-hmm.
I think part of that transition occurred because of some social changes that were occurring in the 60s mostly. There are things like the introduction of Thorazine in the 50s that mm-hmm. That may have played a role causing people to maybe mistrust what was happening, kind of destabilizing a relationship between, the analyst figure and the patient, and reintroducing another modality of treatment. Another thing that I think people that affected people's perception of psychiatry is, of course, civil commitment and the fear of one's liberty being taken away.
Mm-hmm.
So all of those things kind of come together and inform somebody's opinion of psychiatry, and that, of course, permeates into entertainment media. I think the biggest thing that we deal with now is the portrayal of people with mental disorders as being particularly violent. And I'll let mm-hmm. Praveen add on to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a phrase in the news media, if it bleeds, it leads. And I think that's what a lot of the depictions of mental illness have been in the past. But, fast forwarding to today, and I don't have data, this is just my personal viewpoint from working in this area, mm-hmm. is that I think people are becoming more sophisticated with their access to technology and with some of the stigma and some of the prejudice going down. We still have a long way, but people are talking a little bit more about mental health issues, and it's out there. And I think people want things that are more relatable, more accurate, and resonate with them. And so a lot of that, I think, has been driving various people in the media and entertainment industries to actually reach out to people like us You know, ultimately, in the end, we have to understand where they're coming from. In the end, it's the dollars that are going to rule the decisions in the end, and there is a creative process, of course, but ultimately it is the dollars. And so we have to, from the mental health side, we really have to understand that their goals may be different than ours, but there may be places where their goals actually overlap, and we need to be mindful of that and work in those areas. And so we've really tried to do that when we do consultations. So we really tried to improve their story or make it more engaging, but at the same time maintaining accuracy. And especially in forensics, the real life and the accurate depictions are sometimes much more engaging than the the ones that are inaccurate, that potentially writers come up with because they just haven't had the experience or the exposure.
Right.
And that's actually the fun part for us, is to try to take some of the material that they've written and introduce them to what actually happens, I think it's eye-opening for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me change gears here a little bit. I know you guys have this special interest in kind of the sci-fi, horror, and comic book genre, and you just got back from Comic-Con last week. How was it?
A lot of fun.
Yeah, it looked like it. I've seen news coverage of it for the past week. But you guys had a couple presentations there, and I wanted to talk about a couple of them. Vasilis, one of them is called Not Guilty by Zombification, Law and Forensic Psychiatry in a Zombie Apocalypse. Now, please tell me what all that's about.
Well, essentially, zombies are more popular than ever, and we've kind of kicked around various hypothetical scenarios amongst ourselves, but also with a couple of attorneys that we worked with, an attorney named James Daly, who is co-author of the blog Law in the Multiverse, and another attorney named Jeff Trexler, my apologies, out of New York, and he's a writer for a comic book blog called The Beat. And we thought it would be interesting to present a bunch of hypothetical legal and medical scenarios involving zombies in order to teach about these things. And the panel kind of culminated in a mock trial where we set up a set of hypothetical facts in which a person who became a zombie but was then cured was charged with murder and pled not guilty by reason of insanity. And the reason why we did that was to educate the audience about what does it mean when somebody pleads not guilty by reason of insanity, or NGRI. And we are able to use a zombie to engage people and get them interested in the topic. But at the end of the day, you're really talking about an altered state of mind and an altered cognition. And that's what's at play when somebody is pleading NGRI. And even though we were using a zombie and, it was kind of a little bit out there and tongue-in-cheek, I think we still got that the concepts of NGRI across the audience.
And the audience got to be
That's
the
great.
Jury.
And
we couldn't find the jury of peers for a zombie, obviously, but, yeah, they had a nice vote. And interestingly, this one, we had a split hung jury, which was different than what we had at WonderCon.
You've also done, Praveen, y'all have done presentations on Arkham Asylum and looking at the villains in the Batman series there. Do you want to tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. That's actually what got us our very first Comic-Con appearance was called Unlocking Arkham, the Forensic Psychiatry of Batman's Rogues Gallery. And so all of us as forensic psychiatrists were talking about some of the villains in the Batman universe, and they're very rich because they have very colorful characters, very colorful personalities, but they're commonly referred to as insane and mentally ill and locked up in Arkham Asylum, which is essentially a forensic hospital, depending on the depictions. But it gets messed up because it blends the concept of a hospital and then a prison, and it blends the concept of mental illness and then violent criminals. And so what we did was we actually did a little bit of stuff about real-life forensics just to get the audience up to speed, but then we went through actual diagnosing some of the characters and then actually having the audience walking the audience through applying some of the forensic criteria to see if these villains would actually be locked up in Arkham, or should they be set free? You know, even though and that was a concept we dealt with, is that a lot of people believe that if people are civilly committed, they're in an NGRI situation or not guilty by reason of insanity situation, they're just free to the street. And that was an eye-opening thing for people as well. Mm-hmm. But they especially love the psychiatric kind of analysis of these characters that they love already.
Right. It's so interesting that you're using this to educate the public like that about things that they're already interested in and already know a little bit about.
Right, and that gets our foot in the door, and that gets people engaged, and it's mm-hmm. fun for us, too. I mean, this is stuff that we like, too, so it's fun for us to think about this and think about how our professional lives and our, I guess, other lives intersect, and, you know, we have a lot of fun doing it, and we have a lot of fun engaging with audiences and taking Q&A and so forth. So
the audience piece I've really enjoyed. We've actually gotten lots of people come up to us afterwards and ask us about, you know, how do I become a psychiatrist or a therapist or a mental health professional. We've had veterans come and thank us after the trauma talk. So it's really, like, touching when you get the audience members talk about their family mm-hmm. or different, you know, mental health issues that they've encountered in their lives.
Well, it truly is really great what you guys do. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Ollie.
All right, bye. That's it today for Psych Gumbo. Thank you so much to my very special guest, Dr. Praveen Kambam and Dr. Vasilis Pozios. You can visit their website at broadcastthought.com to learn more about what they do in entertainment and mental health. Be sure to visit my website at psychgumbo.com and to follow me on Facebook and Twitter. I hope everyone has a great day.